Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
Brenda Donoghue, good morning.
Good morning, Damien.
You're here in Dublin. Was it snowing in Kildare?
No, it was actually quite nice. And then as soon as you hit the M50, it was like, oh my God, it's a different world. Not great for the hair, but I'm here. And thank goodness it's radio.
Oh, you're looking great.
Thank you very
much. As always, Brenda.
Of course, of course.
And you've been chatting to a Garda sitting on a bench in Kildare. And I'll just put it to you like that this week, because this is what your report is about.
Yes, so I was looking at my Facebook last week and I came across a community initiative by the Kildare Garda, the community guards there. And the idea is that different allocated times and allocated places, they were just going to be available to sit on a bench. Now, I know, and people could come up and talk and they could chat about questions they might have. If they're worried about the potential snow that might come, that never came, depending on where you live in the country. And it was kind of rolled out across the county and they're now continuing it. I thought, what a nice idea. You really get a sense of what people are going through, etc. So I looked at one of the days and near me is the town of Naas, and community guard Gary Cogan was sitting on the bench, and I asked him what the initiative was all about and had he robbed it from anywhere in the first place.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you this morning?
I'm freezing.
Bitter morning for a baldy man, I can tell you.
So, Gary, here you are sitting on a bench.
The bench is an idea, Brenda, that we've stolen from the guards in Bray. We have a fixed point here in Naas. It's our bench next to the Church of Macaulay Place, where we can sit and meet people who are going about their daily business in the town. It's another opportunity to try and adapt and try and, you know, offer services that COVID has restricted. The schools, we've been doing it online and Zoom calls and Zoom classes. That's not going to work for our older people who may be not comfortable with the technology or may not have access to the technology. So we've gone back old school. Sit on a bench for a chat. Bit like Cha and Mai at home in Cork, but I probably wouldn't have started it in January and February. Needs must.
As a community guard, obviously the last couple of months have seen a difference in how you do your work. Have you found how much you're needed?
I think this has been the amazing thing about COVID. Community policing hasn't changed a huge amount during COVID, but it's definitely under the spotlight. A lot of the work that we would be doing anyway, we've just continued. Now, there's been more demand for it, and I suppose people have been an awful lot more vulnerable because of COVID. I think one of the things that COVID has done is it's isolated us a small bit from each other. Community policing is a big C and a very small P. And that sense of community and that sense of belonging is really important. This gives us an opportunity to interact in a normal, natural, human way with people that maybe we haven't been able to because of the fact that we've been locked out of our community centres and our churches and our care homes due to COVID. It's back to the old community where you would sit next to the river and just chat.
Well, there's Gary Cogan there, and he did sit on a bench and it was cold. And I thought, well, will anybody actually bother sitting down? Obviously socially distanced and all of that. But the funny thing is, people are out obviously walking regardless of the weather. And we're all bored stiff. So we talked to nearly anybody if we got the opportunity to. It's not what I expected. It was a lot more pleasant. And a lot of people were very kind and wanted to say thank you to the guards for all their efforts. So have a listen to, here's a Snapchat, some of the conversation and the interaction that happened with Garda Gary on the bench.
Good morning, Gary. Can we go outside the 5 kilometre?
My admonishments haven't stopped you so far, but I'd rather you didn't.
I just want to give you this and thanks a million for being out.
I'm Gary.
I'm Colin.
Colin, thank you
very
much. A lot
of people don't appreciate the work the Garda are doing, and people complaining, you're stopping us going here. But I mean, you're doing a job for us, and in fairness, being out here to give people so much chat is absolutely brilliant. So, least you can do is make sure you have a cup of coffee and a snack for yourself when you're out.
I'm out as well, but never mind. Why'd you do that?
The one thing about all this has taught us is it's nice to be nice. And especially when I read on the local Naas Facebook page, the Garda are out doing this, going, they don't have to do that. They have enough work to be doing. They're being asked to do more to patrol, to give people bad news, and people giving them grief about stopping what they're trying to do.
Morning, Mary, how are you?
I've just been watching a very, very sad funeral. A young chap from home and his brother gave a beautiful oration. And that had me in tears. I have to say, it had me in tears. It was so simple and so beautiful.
That's really hard to hear, and really, I know how upsetting it is. Unfortunately, similar tragedies have visited me very, very recently. And it was to sit at home in Naas and watch a funeral of a very good friend from Cork, and where we all would have been there. That's probably why this bench idea is important at this moment in time.
I think a trouble shared is a trouble halved. And I thank you, Gary, very much.
I have actually seen it all now. Can you explain what you have in your hand and why?
I have a Howard of Bottle, Brenda. Best thing ever invented. You can keep your electric blankets. And I heard about this fabulous initiative. It's a cold one this morning, so here you go. I said I'd bring it into Garda Cogan.
Hot water bottle, Gary.
Might be slightly impractical for juicy purposes, but definitely very nice to hug at the moment.
Hi, Gary. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm perished with the cold. I was out in my garden yesterday and I was pulling out some ivy. And what was there in the base of the crevice of a tree? Only a very old, what looks to me like a pistol. I have it sitting at home. Could be a toy, but it doesn't feel like a toy. It's heavy. It's got a long barrel on it. And it looks like it was once upon a time a functioning weapon.
Can I see the picture on your phone of the pistol you found in your back garden?
Hold on. No, there it is.
Wow. Is that a real gun?
That is a real gun, but the reassuring thing, it does not look like it's functionable at the moment. It doesn't look like it's fireable. It's a revolver, and looking at that, I'd be guessing in and around the First World War, and it looks like it's been in the ground for a very long time, looking at the damage on it.
There is a story that goes back about 10 or 15 years ago. A local historian said to me, do you know there's a gun buried on your driveway?
What?
And he wasn't able to tell me where, when, how, and I kind of forgot about it. Until yesterday, in the crook of the tree, I did a little bit of research and I think it could have been a weapon that was used in the Civil War.
I'm going to get the firearm sergeant to call out to you and either collect it or get somebody to collect it and we'll have it examined. Thanks a million, and thanks for that shock. I'm warmer now.
That's some shock indeed, and we've tweeted a picture of that photograph.
Absolutely. So if there are any budding historians out there, we can shed some light on it for Mairead. We'd love to hear you. Finally, one of the things that the chat on the bench does, it allows guards to keep in touch with maybe the older, more vulnerable people and follow up them with a house call. Now, we were expecting snow. It didn't come, but the weather was very bad. And that happened. And I went to the village of Ballymore Eustace and I was along with Garda Gary as well. And we called to Miles Byrne's home in the village. Now, I was expecting kind of, oh, I'm sad and I'm lonely. Instead, I nearly got a whiskey. Have a listen. Here's our visit to Miles.
Gary, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not so bad.
I'm going to step back from you there, Miles.
That's quite all right, Gary.
Social distancing, isn't it?
That's what they call it now, is it?
I think that's the term. Miles, how are we getting on?
Doing fine now at the moment. I have good colleagues that call to see me and people call to the door and the likes of John O'Brien comes in. Brings me food, and so what more can I complain about? Like, only to being here all day on your own and you can't get out. And
lovely to meet you.
And you too, Brenda. And you nice to meet you. Haven't met such a good looking girl for a long time.
That's staying in. Miles, you live on your own here. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 80 years of age now, we're a little over 80, and I live here. I'm a widow, I live here on my own.
How have the lockdowns been for you? Like,
terrible, really? Well, I no, you know, I mean, I can't go out and socialise. Like, I would love to go to the pub and sit and have a pint. And
I see, actually, you're within walking distance of your local. That must be hard.
Well, it is hard, yeah. And it's terrible to see it here at night and you look up there and look at a black darkness there, like, you know. No, life is not easy at the moment. Not only for me, but for everybody. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Talk me through your day. How do you pass the day now?
Well, I get up about 5:30 in the morning and might do a bit of exercise before I do anything else and skip breakfast. And go down to the local shop there, buy the paper. Come back, sit down, read it. And what can you do after that? Only try and do a bit of housework.
What keeps you going?
Living for tomorrow, that I can get out and go have a few pints.
John will be around tomorrow on the bench below.
All right.
But if there's anything you need, Miles, pick up the phone and either myself, Jim or John will tip out, you know.
Have you the house warm and have you everything in?
Yeah, well, you went
for
to the fire.
I give up.
If you want a glass of whiskey now, I might be able to facilitate that.
And I'm not gonna ask you, Brenda, whether or not you took him up on that offer. But anyway,
another time.
How can we find out more about what they're doing?
Yeah, so within your 5 mile radius, if you want to chat to your local community Garda, check out the Facebook page of the Kildare Garda Division.
And that's the 5K, not the 5 mile.
Did
still talking miles down in Kildare. Is there kilometres behind the rest of us?